wisdom, he should ask God. That's mandatory. That's an imperative. That's a command. There's no wiggle room here. You do it or you don't. You obey or you disobey, right? Trials are intended, listen, to drive us in dependency on God. And he does that through effectual and persistent prayer. What is wisdom? peace-loving, is gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, without pretense. This is right conduct, beloved. That definition of wisdom is behavior, not intellect. See, the Greeks seek for wisdom in their paradigm. But the Hebrews, they were looking for wisdom. And that was the wisdom of God. Now, when you think of what James is talking about with the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, 1 Timothy 6:17 says, instruct those who are rich in the present age not to be conceited. This is really a good message for 21st century America. We have so many rich people in this world. In America, we have people who don't think they're rich, but in comparison, they're richer than most people in the world. But he says, instruct those who are rich in the present age not to be conceited and not to put their hope in the uncertainty Elijah was a man, and Elijah is a man, just like us. And he prayed earnestly, persistently, and passionately that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. God answers prayer when we pray passionately and persistently to God in our trials, asking. Understanding, and if you look for it as silver and search for